Hey guys, I got a story now that I think you're going to be very interested in. After the Castellano hit, after Frankie DiCicco was killed, some of our people got killed. It wasn't clear who was doing what and what was going on. They were more or less sneak hits, revenge, or whatever the motive was. Me and John Gotti try to stay as close, as tight as humanly possible. One day I went in to John and he says, "Yeah, take a walk over here. I got to tell you something." We took a walk and he says, he was in a restaurant or somewhere. He was in a men's room. The door opened up and a couple of FBI agents walked in. I think there was three of them. One guy holding the door so nobody could get in, and two guys went over to him. And they said, "By law, we have to tell you that there's a plot. There's people planning to kill you." John looked at them and said, "Well, who are they?" They said, "By law, we have to tell you this because we know it. But by law, we don't have to tell you who it is, and we're not going to tell you." John said something a little nasty, I guess, towards them. They said, "We're in here to give you a warning. I hope they succeed." And they walked out. So we thought about it. We had people do research as much as possible, lawyers, to see if anybody could hear this little plot or what's going on. Something did come about through law enforcement. They said something leaked through them that Chin's name came up, the Genovese family. And we met again. We knew that Chin didn't like John. And again, we've had people hit but there's nothing we could have done about it because we weren't sure what it was all about. Sometime later, the consigliere of the Genovese family, Bobby Manna, had a Jersey faction. He was out in Jersey. I met with him a few times when Frankie DiCicco was alive. A couple of issues came out during the commission trial. And Carmine Persico wanted to admit that there was a mafia, a commission. He thought by admitting it, it wouldn't be a violation of the law as long as they couldn't prove we did anything with it. There was other groups, Ku Klux Klan, all different kinds of groups. It's not illegal to be part of a group, even if you don't like the group. Most of the bosses were in jail during the commission trial. And they voted against this. They saying that there is a mafia is something that's against Cosa Nostra. And they felt that they would all be betraying the oath. A message came out to me and Frankie DiCicco. And we were going to ask Bobby Manna what he thought of it. We met with him. And he said, "Absolutely not. No way." But he would check with Chin. Not even a day later, he came back. Chin is totally against it. It did come out at the trial. A lawyer brought it out. The lawyer was snatched up right away and threatened. And he said that Junior told him to say it and do it and never say that it came from him. Bobby Manor was a very technical guy. It goes in Austria. Very much about the rules. He didn't even want to discuss money with people. All he wanted to discuss was Cosa Nostra and its rules. And he was a pretty vicious guy. They killed quite a few guys out in Jersey. So this threat that the FBI had told John about, we took that serious. Bobby Manor did get arrested by the FBI in a massive RICO indictment. There were some murders and a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the charges was that they were conspiring to kill John Gotti. They had tapes on it and whatever it may be. And then we realized that's why these agents came and visited him. John wasn't about to do anything. When I spoke to him, I said, listen, if they're making that kind of a move, he's the concierge of the family. Chin is probably given the order. There's no way he would do this without him. He agreed. But he agreed to stay tight, close, and do nothing. I wanted to retaliate. I always felt that Chin might have been behind the Frankie DiCicco hit. But nothing was done. Now I find out, I guess it's almost 30 years later, that he's still in prison, him and one or two other guys, on that case. He's 91 years old. One of his friends, I don't know who he is, but he's probably a high-ranking guy in the Genovese family at that time. He's 78. And they're filing motions that the government screwed them and lied and did all kinds of things. He appealed it before and lost. I haven't heard much of him once he went to prison. I knew some of the guys in his crew. But I never really did anything with them. So now it's up in the courts, this case. Someone told me about it, and I wanted to talk about it and tell you about not only his case, which I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know his case, the grounds and all of that stuff, or what was said at his trial. But I knew about the potential hit on John Gotti from him. And that crew was a very strong, very powerful, very dangerous crew. Years later, when I cooperated, I had asked them about it. They told me a little bit about it, but they didn't want to get into details and stuff like that. And I really wasn't all that interested, so I never got too deep. But they said they were plotting the hit. There's no question about it. What really got him is another hit that supposedly they did. He ordered it. I don't even know who the guy is, what his name was. I have no interest in it. So I can't report on that. But it would be interesting to hear what happens in his case, in his appeal, if he wins. These things in the government, when you're convicted like this, they're almost impossible to overturn. Frankie LoCascio is in prison. Same things on appeals from 1990 to now. I've been fighting for him for 2.5, almost 3 years now. They were supposed to give him a hearing, and they didn't give it to him. The Court of Appeals said he warrants a hearing, and but the judge didn't budge too much. Now, it may even happen. Lawyers are telling me, if the judge puts a date in for a hearing, you're going to be subpoenaed. You're going to go back to New York and you're going to be testifying in this hearing. The difference is I'm going to be testifying for the defense for Frankie LoCascio. I've done videos on this. I believe he's innocent. I'm not a lawyer, but as far as I could say, without being a lawyer, he took no part in the murder that he got convicted in. Now, if that's not enough, then that's not enough. But let me get back to Bobby Manor. He's got a tough row to hoe to get out. If him or his family hears this, I wish him the best of luck. But these cases are just enormously powerful on the government's side, especially when he's been in that long and he's that age. I don't know. So that's my little story about this. I wanted to get that out. If you like it, press like. Subscribe always. And I thought that telling this story to you guys, that if it's in the paper or it comes out or it goes to court, you might be interested in following it. I'm going to follow it a little bit. If I hear something about it in a positive way, I'll do another video about it. If it's negative and he lost, I'm not going to do a video. It's not something that I want to be talking about. Again, adios.